I've already got the cover plate off when most people start to feel that little knot in their chest. The lights off, the room's quiet, and there's that moment where you're staring into the wall thinking, this shouldn't be complicated. So why does it feel like it is? I can feel the tension in the wires before I even touch them. Old houses especially have a certain stiffness to them, like they don't trust you yet. I slow my hands down here on purpose. This is where rushing turns a simple upgrade into a mess. I'm not thinking about instructions or diagrams. I'm thinking about what the switch is actually doing, how electricity wants to move, and how I want to control it instead of fight it. If you're standing here with me, I want you calm. This is not about being brave. It's about being deliberate. I'll tell you what I'm feeling, what I'm looking for, and why I pause when I do. You don't need to know everything yet. You just need to stay with me. Installing a dimmer switch isn't about adding a fancy knob or slider to the wall. What you're really doing is inserting control into a flow that already exists. Power is already coming into that box. It already knows where it wants to go. The dimmer doesn't create electricity, and it doesn't stop it completely the way a standard switch does. It regulates it. That difference matters more than most people realize, and it's the reason so many dimmer installs go wrong. A regular switch is simple in concept. It's either allowing electricity to pass through, or it's breaking the circuit, on or off. A dimmer changes that relationship. It interrupts the flow in tiny, rapid increments. You don't see those interruptions, but the light does. That's why the bulb gets softer instead of just shutting down. When people don't understand that, they assume all dimmers are interchangeable and all wiring is forgiving. That's where trouble starts. One of the biggest misunderstandings I see is people thinking the dimmer is the main thing in the system. It isn't. The load is. The light fixture and the bulb are the real players here. The dimmer is just the referee. If the dimmer isn't designed for the type of load you're controlling, you'll get flickering, buzzing, overheating, or a switch that fails early. I've replaced plenty of dimmers that weren't effective at all. They were just mismatched. Another thing people get wrong is assuming wire colors always tell the whole story. They help, but they don't explain intent. A black wire might be hot, but it might also be a switched leg depending on how the circuit was run. A white wire isn't always neutral in older homes. I've opened boxes where the white was being used as a hot and nobody bothered to mark it. If you don't slow down and think about what the circuit is doing, you'll wire it correctly by color and incorrectly by function. Success with a dimmer install looks quiet. No hum, no heat, no delay when the light responds. When you slide or turn that control, the change should feel smooth and predictable. If the light jumps, stalls, or flickers at low levels, something's off. That doesn't always mean danger, but it does mean the system isn't happy. Before you touch a tool, you should be thinking about three things. What kind of light am I controlling? How is this circuit likely wired? And what kind of control does this dimmer actually provide? When you frame the job that way, you're not guessing anymore. You're diagnosing. That mindset is what separates a clean install from one that technically works but never feels right. Before I even loosen a screw, I want my space settled. I don't like working on switches with clutter under my feet or shadows on the wall. I want good light from another source, a clear floor, and enough room to step back if I need to think. This is a small job, but small jobs punish sloppiness faster than big ones. In my hand, I want a screwdriver that fits the screws properly. Not close enough, properly. A loose fit makes you rush and strip things, and once a screw head is chewed up inside a wall box, your patience disappears fast. I also want a voltage tester I trust. Not because I'm afraid, but because confirmation calms the hands. When I know power is off, my movements get smoother. The dimmer itself needs a moment of attention before it goes anywhere near the wall. I look at the labeling, not to memorize it, but to understand its expectations. Single pole or three-way? LED compatible or incandescent only? Load ratings matter here. If the dimmer feels heavier than a standard switch, that's not an accident. There's more going on inside it, and it needs room to breathe once it's installed. Body position matters more than people think. I like my shoulders square to the wall and my elbows relaxed. If I'm twisted or reaching, I'm more likely to drop something or rush a connection. When I strip wire, I do it deliberately. I want clean copper, not nicked, not stretched. A nicked wire is a future failure waiting for heat and time to finish the job. Readiness isn't about having everything laid out perfectly. It's about knowing what you'll do if something doesn't look the way you expected. If you open the box and see more wires than you thought, that's not a problem. That's information. When you're ready, surprises slow you down instead of panicking you. When everything is set, the tools feel familiar in your hands, and the box doesn't feel intimidating anymore. That's how you know you're ready. Not excited, not nervous, just steady. Now I start working, and the first thing I notice is resistance. Old switches usually don't want to come out cleanly. The screws feel gritty, like they've been in place too long. I ease them out instead of forcing them. When the switch comes free, I don't pull it forward hard. I let the wires show themselves gradually, like they're stretching awake. This is where listening matters. I'm not listening for sound as much as I'm listening with my hands. Stiff wires tell a different story than flexible ones. If a wire fights me, I don't bend it sharply. Sharp bends lead to breaks later. I trace where each wire goes visually before I disconnect anything. I want the story clear in my head. When I disconnect the old switch, I keep the wires separated naturally. I don't let them spring back into the box. That's how confusion starts. The dimmer goes in only after I'm certain which wire is feeding power and which one is feeding the light. When I make a connection, I want it snug, not crushed. Over-tightening feels secure in the moment, but creates heat points later. As the dimmer settles into the box, I pay attention to crowding. Dimmers generate heat. They don't like being jammed. I arrange the wires so they fold instead of bunch. This is one of those professional habits people don't see, but they feel later when nothing overheats and nothing buzzes. The moment of truth comes when the plate is still off and power goes back on. I stand slightly to the side, not out of fear, but out of habit. When I test the dimmer, I move it slowly. I watch the light respond. I listen for hum. I feel the face of the dimmer for warmth after a minute. Warm is normal, hot is not. If something doesn't feel right, I stop. That's judgment. Professionals don't push through discomfort, they investigate it. When everything behaves the way it should, the final step is the plate going back on clean, straight, and unforced. When you finish, I want you to stand back and feel the difference. Not just in the light, but in yourself. You didn't guess, you understood, you didn't rush, you controlled the work. That's the real upgrade here. The dimmer is just proof you did it right.